Mark your calendar, there's a big day coming. On January 9, with the dream of $2,000 stimulus checks not yet deflated, the Southern California real estate broker Kevin Paffrath uploaded a video to his Meet Kevin YouTube channel, updating viewers on the status of the stimulus. Sitting before an array of glowing LED screens and pop culture paraphernalia, a star from the Super Mario games, Thor's hammer from Marvel movies, Paffrath, a wiry white man in his late 20s with a close-cropped beard, leaned into the lights and greeted his viewers. Using the earnest eye contact of a veteran YouTuber, he ran through a summary of the situation. The interests at play in Congress, the details of proposed bills, the tangled qualifications for relief. Out of focus over his shoulder, the monitors reminded us to visit his Meet Kevin school and sign up for courses to master stocks at the end of the video. And we were invited to become more through investing to subscribe to his channel. And, of course, to smash the like button. This video would be just one of dozens about potential stimulus packages posted that day, even that evening, many of them from finance influencers like Paffrath, whose pitches normally involve real estate, stocks, or airline points. A year ago, they were promising to share their proprietary secrets for achieving wealth, staging monologues in the driver's seats of luxury cars and poolside on cruise ships. Brian Kim, a Chicago accountant, had previously been explaining tax preparation, including how high earners could reduce their obligations. Rami Wabi once raised a complimentary glass of champagne from a first-class airline seat and offered to explain how he used airline rewards to get there. Now all that had changed. The thumbnails on their channels may have kept their usual style, buffoonish facial expressions, glaring yellow text, but it was videos about stimulus checks that came to dominate their feeds. They vied for the role of soothsayer before a rapt audience with a seemingly insatiable demand for information about when the government would offer financial relief.